Okay, today we are learning Morid Katan Daf Yud Zayin Amud Vez. We are holding at Vahanazir Vahamitsora Mitum Asal Utarasa. The Mishnah had said that the Mishnah had listed the different types of people who are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. So the people who are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed are Nazir and Mitsora who become Tahar. So we're going to talk about what type of cases that's true about. Ba'imine Rabbi Yirmiyah Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked from Rabbi Zera, the case where Nazir and Mitzvah are allowed to shave in Chol HaMoed, is that only B'shelo Hayolem Penai, when they didn't have chance, they didn't have time to shave before Yontif? So the Mishnah says they became Tamei, they went from their Tumah to their Tahara, which means that all happened during Yontif, so they couldn't have possibly shaved before Yontif. Odilma af pishahayilam penai, or maybe it means they even would have had the opportunity to shave before Yontif, but still they just didn't, so we allow them to shave on Yontif. Amalei, so he answered back to him, Rabbi Zera answered back to Rabbi Yirmiyah Tanina. We learned it in a braisa, kaleilu shamru mutarin legaleach b'moed, pishalo hayilam penai. All the people that we said are allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, that's only if they could not have done so before Yontif. Avalim hayilam penai asurim, but if they would have had the opportunity, then they're not allowed to do so on Yontif. Nazir mitzora, but when it comes to a nazir and a mitzora, afal pisha hayilam penai, even though they had the opportunity to shave before Yontif, because their days of tumah were already over before Yontif, mutarin, they're allowed to shave on Yontif itself, shelo yishu karbon osein, so as not to delay their bringing the carbon, because they can't bring the carbon until they shave. So we don't want them to delay and bring the carbon. They're therefore allowed to shave even on Yontif. Main point number one, even though anyone who could have shaved before Yontif is not allowed to shave on Yontif, a Nazir and a Mitzora who could have shaved before Yontif can shave on Yontif so as not to delay their karban. Good, the Gemara now brings a brisa that allows shaving on Chol HaMoed in other situations that the Mishnah did not talk about, and is going to explain why the Mishnah didn't allow these situations. Tana, we learned in the brisa, HaKohen, a Kohen who does avod in the base of Mikdash, and his Mishmar is then over, his turn is over, Va'avel, or someone who finishes his Avelus, Mutarim Begiluach, is allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, because they couldn't have done so before Moed. Now the first 7 days of Avelus, an Avel is not allowed to do laundry, he's not allowed to get a haircut, he's not allowed to bathe, he's not allowed to anoint himself with oil. Once the Shiva is over, until Shloshim, he's allowed to bathe, and he's allowed to anoint himself, and he's allowed to do laundry, but he's still not allowed to get a haircut. So the Mishnah is going to say later on that if a Yontif comes, Yontif stops the Avelus. Whichever Avelus he was in middle of, Yontif stops. So if he was in the middle of Shiva, Yontif ends the Shiva, even if it's only day two of the Shiva. If he's in the middle of Shloshim, Yontif ends the Shloshim and brings him right into the next stage of Avelus. So the Gemara is going to talk about, when are we talking about that an Avel is allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed? Hai Avel, hei chidami. What's this case of the Avel that the Brice is talking about? If the eighth day of his Avelus, meaning it came out in Erev Yontif, which means his Avelus, his Shiva was already over before Yontif. So the Yontif is putting an end to his Shloshim. He should have shaved on Erev Yontif, because on Erev Yontif he already had the opportunity to shave. For Kavod of Yontif he would have been permitted to shave, because it's as if the Shloshim was over, since he knows the Yontif is about to come and end his Shloshim. The Shloshim starts on the eighth day. The eighth day is Erev Yontif, but he knows Yontif is about to break the Shloshim, so he's allowed to shave for Yontif. So why did he wait? Why did he wait till Chol HaMoed? Elish Chol Shemini Shel Elios B'Shabbos Erev HaRegel. It must be that Erev Yontif was the eighth day, but it happened to have been Shabbos, so he couldn't shave that day. Says Gemara, well then, he should have shaved on Erev Shabbos, even though Erev Shabbos was the seventh day of Avelus, because Damar of Chista Amar Ravina Barshila Halach Kabashol, we passing like Kabashol, who holds that even though on Erev Yontif, which is only the seventh day of Avelus, the regel is going to be Mevatel, the Avelus of Shloshim, because we count, we have a concept in Halacha called Miktsas Hayom Kekulo, that when a person sits Shiva, and everyone knows this, if you ever had someone who you're close to sat Shiva, you know they don't sit for the full 7 days. They get up in the morning on the seventh day, because Miktsas Hayom Kekulo, once he sits for part of the seventh day, it's as if he sat all of Shiva. So the second half of the seventh day is already part of the shloshim. So the yomtiv should come and be mevatel the shloshim. Umodim chacham l'abishol b'shachal shmini shalol lios b'shabbos. And even the chacham agreed to abishol that when the eighth day falls out on Shabbos, erev haregel, and it happens to be erev yomtiv, shemotel galeich b'erev Shabbos, that you're allowed to shave on erev Shabbos. So what's the case where an avel is allowed to shave on chol hamoed? Most cases he should have shaved beforehand. Says Mar lo tzricha shachal shvii shalol lios b'shabbos erev haregel. It's not where the eighth day of his avelus was on Shabbos Erev Yantif. The seventh day of his avelus was on Shabbos Erev Yantif. So he couldn't shave on the seventh day of avelus because it was Shabbos. The earliest time that he would have been able to shave is the day before, but that was right in the middle of Shiva. That was on the sixth day of his avelus. So that can't be done, and therefore he had to wait until Yantif. So the Gemara explains the machlokas then in between the Mishnah and the Braisa about an avel. Tana Bra, the Tana of the Braisa holds that he's allowed to shave because of la kabashal domer mixium Kukulo holds like Kabashol that important concept of Mixiyom Kukulo, and therefore Vyom Shvi Olo L'kan U'l'kan. The seventh day of Avelus counts both as the last day of Shiva and also as the first day of Shloshim, and therefore knowing that Yantif is about to break the Shloshim, he's allowed to shave on Erev Shabbos. The Kivan da Shabbos Havei Onasu. Since Erev Yomtiv is going to be Shabbos, he can shave on Erev Shabbos. It's beyond his control. He's not going to be able to shave on Shabbos itself. But Tana Didan, the Tana of our Mishnah, Savala Krabanan, holds like the Rabbanan, Damri Lormi, Mixiyom Kukulo, who holds that we don't hold to this concept of Mixiyom Kukulo, and Shloshim only begins once the full 7 days are over. So Akati Lo Shalom Avails the Shiva. The Shiva is not going to be over in time for him to be able to shave. So that must be why the Tana of our Mishnah held that an Avel is not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. So main point number two, the Braisa holds that an Avel is allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed when the seventh day of his Avelus, when the seventh day of his Avelus was Erev Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov. Right, that was the case. Which is on Erev Shabbos, which is Erev... The seventh day of his Avelus was Shabbos, which was Erev Yom Tov. Seventh day of his Avelus was Shabbos, which is Erev Yom Tov. That's when he's allowed to shave, because he, in that case, he couldn't shave before. So says Gemara, okay, Hai Kohen Echidami. What's the case of a Kohen? The Kohen that we talk about in the Brayse, that's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, what's the case? Ilem Udashol Mishmarto Erev HaRegel. If he finished his turn in the Beis HaMikdash on Erev Yom Tov, Ibai Leluguch Erev HaRegel. He should have shaved then. What was he waiting for? So Tzricha Udashol Mishmarto Beregel. It must be that he finished his turn on Yom Tov itself. The Tana of our Mishnah, who doesn't say anything about Kohen shaving on Chol HaMoed, must hold. Kivan to Tanan, since we learned in the Mishnah, in Sukkah and Dafnun Hay, the Mishnah tells us that every Mishmar, that in the time that they're working the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim divide up that Mishmar during those weeks. During that week, the Kohanim divide up the Karbanos of that Mishmar. Bishlosha Prakam Mishana. And there are three times of the year that since the three regalim, since the kabbanos that are brought because of the Yom Tov are brought by every kohen and not only by the kohen of that mishmar, hayukala mishmar shavus bemurei regalim, they would divide up the kabbanos of those weeks of the three regalim amongst all the kohanim, not just the ones who had a turn that week. Uvechilik lachem apanim, and they would also all divide the lachem apanim from the shulchan. So kemando l'shal mishmarto beregel dami, and therefore it's considered as if his mishmar wasn't over on Yom Tov, because every Kohen continues to have a turn throughout the rest of Yom Tov, and therefore he's not allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, because it's still during his mishmar. His mishmar is not over yet. His turn in the Beis HaMikdash is not over yet. The Tana Bra, but the Tana of the Bright. The Braisa Savar holds, Aval Gav Deshayich Banach Mishmaros, even though you could have a Kohen who's doing the Avoda of the Karbanos together with the Kohanim of the other Mishmaros, but Mishmartei Miyashlimalei, if his turn is up, it's considered that his turn is up, and therefore he's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed, because his turn is really up. So the Gemara is going to talk about now if the people that we say in the Mishnah are allowed to shave even during Avelus. But before that, let's get another main point. There is a machlokas between the Braisa and the Mishnah. If a Kohen's Mishmar is up in middle of Yom Tov, whether he's allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. Kohen's mishmar is up. In middle of Yom Tov, middle of Chol HaMoed, is he allowed to shave? Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Kol elu sha'amru mutar l'galeich b'moed, mutar l'galeich b'mei avlon. All the different people we said that are allowed to shave in the Mishnah, on Chol HaMoed, are also allowed to shave if those same things happen to them in the middle of their avelus. For example, they come from a faraway journey, they get out of jail, but we said they're allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed. If those things happen on Chol HaMoed, they're allowed to shave during avelus also, if those things happen during avelus. So ask the Gemara, wait a second, Vatai, we have another brisa that says, asurim, that they're not allowed to. Amrav Shila, Ki Tanya Hachel, when it says in the Brisa Mutarin that they're allowed to, Bishetakvuhu Avelav. That's if they have one Avelus that comes right after the other Avelus, meaning they're still in the middle of Shiva on one relative, and then another relative dies. So since in that situation the Avelus is going to go on forever and ever, so if something happened before the Avelus began where they couldn't have shaved, so in a situation of repeating Aveluyos, continuous Avelus, periods of Avelus, we're going to allow them to shave. So Gemara says, how could you say they allow it only in the case of Takfu Avelav, where they have one Avelus after the other? Iba Takfu Avelav, Meir Kalel Shalomra, Afil Kuli Almanami. If it's a case where they had one Avelus after the other, why does it have to be one of these cases? And everybody would be allowed to shave if you have one Avelus after the other. Ditanya Takfu Avelav Zechar Zad. The Brisa says, if you have one Avelus right after the other, Hich Bitsaro, if a person's hair is getting heavy and a lot, Mekal Bitar. He's allowed to lighten the burden a little bit with a shaver. Umechabes Ksusa B'mayim, and he's allowed to clean his clothing in water. So you see that everyone's allowed to do it if they have one Avelus after the other. You don't have to have had also not had the opportunity to shave before the first Avelus. So answers the Gemara, Ha'id Marala, Amrav Chista, Bitar V'lo B'misparayim. No, we don't say they can get a regular haircut. They could just lighten their hair using a razor, but they're not allowed to get a normal haircut with scissors. B'mayim, they can clean their clothing with water, V'lo B'nasar V'lo Ba'oel, but they're not allowed to use any detergent in cleaning their clothing. Amrav Chista, Zil Samaris, Avel Asar B'tuch Poses. We see from here, an Avel during Shiva is not allowed to launder their clothing. So the main point over here is that if a person has consecutive aveluyos, one avelus after the other, he can lightly cut his hair and lightly do laundry. But if he also had an onus beforehand, like he got out of jail on during the avelus or something, if he also had an onus beforehand, then he's allowed to even cut his hair normally. So if it was an ones plus consecutive aveluyos, he's allowed to cut his hair normally. So now the Gemara is going to talk about cutting fingernails. Just like we said, not allowed to shave in Chol HaMoed, so too you're not allowed to cut fingernails in Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yossi holds that it's mutter, since it's really not nice to leave fingernails growing long. So if even if you allow him to do it in Chol HaMoed, you don't have to worry that a guy's not going to do it in advance of Yom Tov, because cutting fingernails is something that people are pretty makbid to do fairly frequently. And just like we say, an avel is not allowed to shave during his avelus, he's also not allowed to cut his fingernails during his avelus. But again, that's only Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Yossi matir. Rabbi Yossi holds it's mutter. So how do we paskin? Amarula halach Rabbi Yehuda ba'avel, halach Rabbi Yossi b'moed. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that it's aser for an avel to cut his fingernails, but we paskin like Rabbi Yossi that it's mutter for a person to cut their fingernails on Chol HaMoed. Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says no. Halach Rabbi Yossi b'moed uba avel. We paskin like Rabbi Yossi that on both Chol HaMoed and by avelus that you're allowed to cut your fingernails. Damar Shmuel halacha kedivrei amekel ba'avel. Very important rule in Hilchos Avelus. Shmuel holds we always go with the more lenient opinion when it comes to Hilchos Avelus. So final main point, machlokas whether both an avel and on Chol HaMoed one is allowed to cut his fingernails, and the machlokas had a paskin, but we hold like the more lenient opinion when it comes to avelus. Okay, Baruch Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the story of Pinchas Achud Mar Shmuel.